and that that should be a role that these multinational corporations that directly benefited from that oppressive system, that they step up to the plate and address.
For FSRN in New York City, I am Amma Bouadi. And as we go out, we salute and thank you, our listeners, for supporting Free Speech Radio News through our 2 years of daily newscasts. Our second anniversary is today. I'm Deepa Fernandez.
And you're listening to radio station WBAI New York. It's 30 seconds to 7 o'clock, and we're right on the crest of a three-hour edition of Off the Hook. So we figured we'd take another 30 seconds to let you know that, and even start a little early. Good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Hook, expanded edition. Therefore, we have expanded music coming into the program tonight. And that, incidentally, for those people who will be clamoring later to ask who it was, that was Roger Waters from a rather rare piece that I had to fight to get. I really did have to fight to get this. It's a soundtrack to a film called When the Wind Blows. Jeff, you've never seen that, have you?
Yes, I have. It's animated, actually.
Wait a minute.
I have it.
You completely blew everything I was going to say to hell. That you have this film? I thought it was so rare that nobody had it, and I just went through a bidding war to get it. And you have it already.
You forget who you're talking to.
I have to talk to you before the show sometimes.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's an animated film. You'd think by the lyrics of all about the Shiites and the World Trade Center and the Desert Sand and all that, that it's a current song. It came out in 1986, and I only just found it now.
Yeah. Have you seen the film?
No, I want to get... I just bought the film. Just bought it online, and it's on its way to me right
okay,
now.
All right.
Animated film about nuclear war and the horrors. Basically, it's told from the perspective of an elderly couple in England. I haven't seen the film, but I feel like I have. This elderly couple that kind of reminisces about World War II and how you know, those were the days, Churchill on the radio and people in the bomb shelters and sending the kids out to the country, that kind of thing, not realizing that a nuclear war is not going to be anything like that and that they have a slow and painful death to look forward to. I pretty much get the gist of it. It's got me all choked up without even seeing it, and you already have it.
I've had it for a while.
How do you even know about it?
I'm real good at garage sailing. What did you pay for yours?
I don't want to say. It's
okay.
Too embarrassing.
Then I'm not going to tell you how much I got mine for.
What, you get 1 cent or something?
You'll hate me.
All right, well, I'm going to have it. I'll probably have a better copy. I have missing scenes in mine. There.
All right, I'll have to look.
If I convince myself I have missing scenes, I have missing scenes. That's all that matters. So maybe we'll hear a piece from that later on. Other people on that record also are David Bowie, who does the title track, When the Wind Blows, Hugh Cornwell, Genesis, Squeeze, Paul Hardcastle, as well as Roger Waters, and the Bleeding Heart Band. So there you go there. A little bit of trivia here on Off the Hook. And we're here for a three-hour fundraiser. I don't know where everybody else is, though. Mike and Jim and everyone else. Maybe they're stuck in the subway or something. Or maybe they forgot that this is the week we're on. But, well, we're here. Bernie S. is here with us on the phone.
Yes, I'm here in Philadelphia.
And you guys just came back from the Dayton Ham Fest, which I wasn't able to go to.
What an odyssey.
Yeah, yeah, it always is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened this? I heard it rained an awful lot over there this time.
Not as bad as last year, but again, it's the tens of. It's probably the world's largest gathering of geeks.
Uh huh.
People interested in technology.
Yeah, these are the real geeks. These are, you know, they span all kinds of age groups and social groups and everything else.
And this is one of the rare places you get to actually see geek drag.
Geek drag, eh?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's an emerging culture.
I've got photos.
Photos, okay. Well, we'll show them on the air a little later on.
Actually, we could segue right into a piece because Bernie S. and I actually saw a piece of equipment that will allow us, through radio, to share with listeners images.
Now, that's cool. That's really cool. We can actually share our pictures over the air. So I have no idea how you're going to do that, but I like the idea that we can actually show pictures over the radio. Of course, it makes it sort of not radio then, doesn't it?
It's radio waves.
Well, yeah, but so's TV. Yeah, that's radio waves, you know.
And we can limit it to just specific listeners. We can encrypt it.
Hey, look, we raised $50 already. How did we do that? That's amazing. That's really good. Are those our $50? I hope so. Look, we have a new calculator, too. For those who have listened to BAI over the years, since the beginning of time, the way we've transmitted the information from the tally room to the on-air room is we have a video camera, closed-circuit video camera, that basically focuses on a calculator where somebody's job is to type in all the numbers and add it all up so you know how much has been raised throughout the show and throughout the entire fundraiser. We have a new I guess the old calculator finally broke. It must have been about 30 years old. But now we have a new LCD screen one, which is supposed to be LED screen one we had last time. And we have $50 on there, so that's great. We haven't even given out the information yet as to what we're offering. But if you want to get the jump on that, if you want to pledge now before we actually start offering things, then feel free to do that. 212-209-2950 is our phone number. We do have a lot of things we're going to be offering tonight, including a couple of things that we're wearing right now, but we'll get into that in just a little bit. So now,
geek drag.
You guys, any particular adventures you want to share from Dayton?
We have lots.
Uh-huh. Well, let's maybe give one adventure an hour. That way we don't overwhelm the people.
That would mean, I mean, one each? Or we have many, many adventures.
Well, you know, the most entertaining ones, the cleanest ones.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, you know.
That's going to take some searching.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie, you want to start?
Oh, there was just so much there. There were the usual suspects there. Dan Morgan from the former Satellite Watch News, or Satellite Watch Digest. What was it?
Satellite Watch News was a newsletter that got shut down by the satellite industry, yes.
That's right.
We've had him on a couple of times. In fact, he'll be joining us later on tonight as kind of a special surprise guest. Well, it's not much of a surprise now, but he will be joining us talking about what's going on with him. I was dismayed that I wasn't able to make it this year and hang out with you guys at the old rib joint like we always do.
And the other fun thing, Bernie actually used his ticket. Remember last year we went opening night and we saw...
Oh, boy, what a disaster that was. Yeah.
We saw Attack of the Clones, and they gave us free passes because the film broke at the end.
The film didn't break at the end. The film was broken the whole way through. Did we talk about this? Basically, when you go to see a film in Ohio, don't go to see a Hollywood premiere in Dayton, Ohio, because they don't pay the same attention to certain details, like leaving the lights on for the entire film, you know, and then turning all the lights on, you know, when the credits come on. Apparently the computer was off by a cycle so that you got the end credit lights during the film and you got the everything is over lights during the end credits. Basically, I bitched and moaned about that and got us all little tickets that enabled us to go into the theater again. Fat lot of good that's going to do us living here in New York. But you guys actually saved the tickets and went back to Ohio and used them.
And we saw The Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
And
the upgraded or downgraded, as it might have been, to The Matrix Reloaded.
Uh-huh.
Frankly, I was very disappointed with that film.
It was like a big TV show, but I'm not going to get into that. This isn't a movie show, but yeah, it's. I'm glad you were able to make use of the tickets in any event. I still have mine. Maybe I'll use it next year.
Yeah, they'll honor it. They're very good like that. There was no questions, no problems.
Mm-hmm. No expiration date.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. We even wondered if it was for real. But I guess this goes to show, you know, buyer beware, and always look out for your rights and demand satisfaction when you don't get it. Yeah. You guys are just going to walk out of the theater and just say, oh, well, what are you going to do, you know?
We were glad you were there.
Yeah.
Aside from the hundreds of interesting people we spoke with, or thousands probably,
mm-hmm.
I'm still hoarse from talking to everyone there for 3 days. But ran into a lot of interesting people, a lot of 2,600 readers and off-the-hook listeners. People recognize me. People recognize me just from the sound of my voice. I'd be like talking to Jeff on the phone, trying to say, hey, go over to this area here and check this out. And then somebody say, are you Bernie? And they just hear my voice. That's bizarre. It freaks me out. But I was surprised the number of off-the-hook listeners who were there. And I think Lynn Holcomb from Atlanta Freenet, he recognized this. And he might have stopped by the studio. Is he there tonight?
You know, it's funny that you must have eyes in your phone or something, because he happens to be here right now sitting in front of a microphone. And Lynn, why don't you say hi to the folks over there?
Hi. Hi, Bernie. Good to hear you on.
Yeah.
Yes, Lynn is here. I guess kind of an expert on wireless networks. What projects are you involved in, Lynn?
In Atlanta, we've been working for a little while on a Freenet type of setup, so that people can access the internet and other wireless type content for free.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is not to replace your cable modem or your DSL. It's to give you access when you're at some random place in the Atlanta area. And pretty much we've been working on the backbone part of the system lately.
Uh-huh.
So there's a few, there's hot spots up, but the main part that I've been working on is the backbone part.
Now, how do those hot spots work as far as for people that want to use wireless in Atlanta? Do you have to sign up for a certain company, or is it open to anybody?
Anybody who's within range can sign up, create an account.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a login, an account name, and password. And but there's no real information collected or sold or anything like that. It's just to control access a little bit.
Now, about a week ago, Verizon unveiled a big Wi-Fi type of deal that if you walk by certain payphones in the city, it'll say, this payphone is hot, or or something like that. You can use your wireless device here. And if you go to their website, which I believe is verizon.net/WIFI, you'll see just what that entails. You have to be a customer of theirs, though, in order to be able to use that. Do you think this is like a revolutionary type of a thing, or just another company trying to cash in on a phase?
Well, you know, the thing is that you're still having to pay for something to get it, and that's definitely a model that's going to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, T-Mobile has had their hot spots all over the place. I see them in airports all over the country, but it's so expensive. If they're not charging anything extra, and you already have your cable modem or DSL through Verizon, I guess you don't do cable through Verizon, but if you had your DSL through Verizon,
mm-hmm.
and it was already free, and it's just an added benefit like dial-up when you're away from home, that would be pretty cool.
Right.
But if they're going to charge $30 for a limited amount of use like T-Mobile, then it's pretty worthless to most people.
Mm-hmm. Well, my impression was that if you were a customer of Verizon, DSL, whatever, that you could just go to one of these hotspots and use it. And I'm not quite sure how they do the authentication, but it should be interesting to play around with. Now, but this is above and beyond what's going on in the streets of New York, where people are setting up all kinds of free relay points. Do you know much about that particular?
Yeah, I've heard about some stuff with. Is it New York City Wireless? Is
yeah.
one group who's
yeah.
doing some stuff, but then also just random people are setting up, you know, an open access point. We're doing a little bit more to secure that in Atlanta with some Linux based, you know, software systems. Basically, you go through, you type in any address, and you get to the splash screen, and there's stuff to limit your network from being attacked by bad people.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if those people in New York are actually doing it intentionally.
I think there's a lot of people who are, as I like to say, donating internet access to the masses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and New York City Wireless are some of those people. You can check them out, www.nycwireless.net, and they talk about their projects there. They're you know, putting up all kinds of hot points throughout the city, much to the chagrin of the broadband providers such as Time Warner and others. But I think you're seeing, you know, a movement here where people, you know, want this kind of access. They don't want to have to you know, pay huge amounts or pay anything for it because the bandwidth is there. It's sitting there not being used. And I think that's, you know, it's a good sign when people are willing to put in the work and do that kind of thing, actually go around the city and kind of wire it up on their own. How many people are involved in your project?
I'd say that there's somewhere between 20 and 30 people are showing up to meetings. I actually had to move out of the Atlanta area to take a job,
mm-hmm.
and so I've been coming in, you know, on the weekends and doing some stuff when I'm in town. Primarily, what I've done is a lot of the tower work, because we're actually on commercial sites,
mm-hmm.
Up, you know, 1,100 feet above sea level, 300 foot towers and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so that. And that's for the backbone, so that people who have a house or a business that are in line of sight can then connect in to the network.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, you have something late-breaking development there?
Yeah, we've got our first card here, our first thank you that we can read on the air.
Okay.
Mark Benton from Bloomfield, Indiana.
Well, now, we don't want to give out their full information,
no,
Jeff.
I'm sorry.
Because, you know, you don't care about the last name, just the first name.
Sorry.
Yeah. So we want to thank him for his generous pledge. And is that the only one we have so far?
So far, yeah.
Okay. And our phone number, 212-209-2950, for people who want to pledge to the radio station. Now, we have an excerpt right here from the H2K2 conference, which I hope will work, because I'm not quite sure. We've never done this before. But this is something that we're offering as a premium. We have VCDs. Do you know what a VCD is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what is a VCD?
It's video on a CD.
That's right, that's right. Now, how does that differ from a DVD, you may ask?
Not the same amount of stuff.
Not the same amount of stuff. You don't have all the extra scenery and that kind of thing. And, you know, the quality is not, I guess, motion picture quality, but it's certainly good enough. It's as good as a videotape, and it works. Does it work in all DVD players? I believe so. I believe it works in most of them anyway.
I know it works in mine.
Okay. So basically what we're offering are VCDs of the conference. Now, we have all kinds of panels that if anybody who was at the conference would know that we had a million panels. There's no way everybody could have seen all of them, so there's definitely something that you missed. And what we're offering tonight for a pledge of $75, right? Yeah, $75, 212-209-2950, is any three of the hours that videotaped at the conference. If you go to www.h2k2.net/panels.html, you'll see all the different panels that we have, including the excerpt that we're about to play now. And basically, we're in the process of converting all that over to VCD, and it will be offered in that way. Basically, what you want to do is give us a call and make sure you give the phone number, your phone number, to the person answering. That way, we can contact you at a later date and find out which specific ones you want. So don't bother the person that you're calling in with those details. We're going to bother you with those details later on when we call you back. Right now, let's play a brief excerpt from the Fun with 802.11b panel. Anyone here see that panel? No? Okay. Well, a lot of people were at that panel. It was pretty crowded, and we had all kinds of good feedback for that. Let me give you the basic synopsis that we have for that panel, which was hosted by Draghorn, Porkchop, and Static Fusion. Would you be surprised if you could turn on your laptop anywhere in the city and find yourself on someone else's network? How about if you were able to connect to the internet or see someone's private data go flying by? It's all possible, and it happens all the time, all over the country. This panel covers 802.11 wireless Ethernet networking basics, as well as detecting and monitoring wireless networks with active and passive methods. Community-free networks, custom antennas, and methods of securing wireless networks are also covered. Let's take a listen.
Of GPS units, and connecting the GPS unit to either Kismet or I guess this one does it too, you can find the location of a network and later map them. Actually, if you picked up the latest issue of 2600, the front cover is the Hotel Pennsylvania. That's the Hotel Pennsylvania, the three things in the center, and the area surrounding it. There are, I think it was 450 networks.
Over 450 networks within about a three-block radius of this place. Of them, about 28% were factory default, which means somebody took it, pulled it out of the box, and plugged it into their network. It's got the factory passwords or no passwords, writable community strings. Go in, reconfigure their network for them. Not that I recommend doing that, but people leave themselves that exposed.
Speaking of which, for most of this hotel, there's an access point called default that's available. It's a D-Link. You might have seen it around if you've been playing around, which was factory default. And I think somebody was playing with it earlier, so it no longer is factory default. But the password was admin, which is the default password for all D-Link, or not all, but most D-Link equipment. Do you have anything more to show there, or shall we? It's okay. We're going to jump back over to Kismet for a minute, since we have the creator of Kismet here. We figured we'd spend a little bit more time on Kismet, and then we're going to talk to you about the actual equipment we have here, some eye candy. Of course, eye candy for nerds is equipment.
It's amazing, considering how much press and how much negative press wireless networking has been getting lately, with Best Buy running unencrypted credit cards over their wireless network. A number of other companies have gotten caught doing similar things, and just a number of articles have been out there about the weaknesses of WEP and the weaknesses of wireless networks. It's phenomenal how many networks there still are that are completely unprotected, and how many people, and I'm sure some of them are network administrators, still have no clue that just because it's a standard piece of equipment doesn't mean it's not going to suddenly make your network vulnerable to a whole new crowd of people. A lot of people rely on physical security of their networks. If you can't get into their building, you can't plug in, so you can't get at their unpatched servers. With wireless, you can pick things up 4.5-5 miles away, sometimes, literally.
I believe it was Office Depot that was running a demo of a wireless unit on their network. The thing about doing that is that it was on their physical network, and it was a wireless access point. So you could be sitting out there after hours, link into that access point, and start browsing their corporate network from inside, from behind the firewalls. Obviously, it's a little bit of a security hole for that most people probably didn't think of, and it was probably just some clerk that plugged it in, not really thinking too hard. But if you ever wanted to explore Office Depot's internal network or any other group that sells wireless equipment, you might want to try just sitting outside their store.
I've actually run into other situations like that where you'll connect to a store that's running a wireless network, and it's all their corporate stuff, not, you know, for customers. And I've had instances where I find mugshots of people who've been banned from the store located on desktops on their wireless networks. So a lot of people out there are running these completely unsecure networks, and they're not really doing anything about it.
The other very frightening place that often runs completely insecure networks are hospitals. These people are handling your medical data, and they're broadcasting it miles without encryption.
Often what they're doing is, in one case, near where we live, there is a hospital that uses a wireless network to communicate between it and another hospital, another local area hospital, and that connection is not encrypted whatsoever. We haven't actually, or I haven't anyway, I don't think you have either, actually looked at the data going through there. We just noticed that it was there, but I wouldn't put money on that being encrypted at all. There's probably just free open data right there.
Okay, well, we'll show off a few of the features of Kismet, and then we'll talk about the hardware
data. Okay, that doesn't translate very well over the radio, because you'll actually, you won't see what they're talking about, but that's just a little bit of one of the panels that we have here. That we're offering for a pledge of $75. You'll get three of those, three panels of your choice.
You want to tell them how they can determine their choice, where they can go to get the listing?
Yes. Well, if you go to www.h2k2.net, that's the conference website from last summer's conference here in New York City, where we had basically 3 days' worth of two tracks of just constant information of various sorts. You're going to have a tough time thinking of only three that you want. So you don't have to decide right now. Give us your information, and we'll contact you. And by that time, hopefully, you will have been able to make the painful choice as to which panels you want. They will be in VCD format, which if you have a DVD player or a computer, I should point out, a computer will certainly be able to play those. That's for a pledge of $75, 212-209-2950. Look at that. No calls on the line. What do you make of that, Jeff?
I don't know. Maybe we should tell them about the other premium as well.
Well, I guess we could do that. Yeah, we could do that as well. For $125, that's $50 more, you'll get the brand new 2600 hooded sweatshirts, which are out. Actually, they're being delivered this week, but they're done, from what I hear. I have not yet seen one, but you'll get that for a pledge of $125 plus three VCDs of your choice. Yeah, you're not getting off so easy. You're getting the VCDs no matter what. And remember, you can always give these as gifts. You know, they're great. If you yourself, two calls. Okay, it's something that you can always pass on to more people. But the most important reason, three calls, 212-209-2950, the most important reason for you to call right now is so that the radio station can continue doing what it does, mainly bringing you programs like Off the Hook. Go ahead, tune around, listen to other radio stations, see if you hear any place a program like this. I have a feeling you won't. Bernie, down there in Philadelphia, do you hear anything like this?
There's nothing like this. I mean, there was a great pirate radio micro-broadcasting conference down here many years ago, but mm-hmm. that's the closest thing we've ever had to this kind of conference. I might point out...
I meant this kind of radio station,
this kind of
program.
Radio station?
Yeah.
No, years ago, WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania had a superb station like this, but it's long since gone to other less desirable formats.
It's amazing how that happens.
It's terrible. The video on these VCDs, Emmanuel,
mm-hmm.
is that the only way that people can see video from H2K2 now?
That is the only way. You will have no other opportunity to see video except through VCD, or unless somebody takes the VCD and puts it online. But I know we don't have the kind of bandwidth to support that. VCD is really it's the method of choice for a lot of video distribution these days. I don't want to say, you know, in the pirate community, even though that happens to be true, if you want a movie that's just come out, oftentimes it'll be made available on VCD. Well, you know, there's a reason for that. It's a simple format that is easily readable in many different mediums or players or what have you. And that's what we're offering here. It's the first time we've offered something in VCD format. I do know people have copied Freedom Downtime into VCD distributed it that way, which is great. That's sort of what we made the film for. 212-209-2950 is our phone number. Again, pledge of $75 gets you three of the H2K2 VCDs. Wow. Seven letters there. And for $125, you'll get the brand new 2600 sweatshirt that's guaranteed to raise your respect level in your respective neighborhood. You'll also get three VCDs on top of that. You don't have to stop there, though. You can keep pledging amounts above and beyond that and get more, multiple amounts of these things. It's all up to you. 212-209-2950. And, of course, we accept pledges on any level as well. Whatever you can afford, it all matters, it all makes a difference, it all add into what it is that we're trying to get to tonight. We're at $150 right now, and we need to be in the several thousand dollar range by the end of this evening, and I know that we can do it. We've done it before, and it's essential that we accomplish these things, because that's what keeps radio stations like WBAI on the air. Now, as I was saying, you know, this kind of thing is not heard in very many other places. In fact, I'd be hard-pressed to find any place that has a program like Off the Hook. And there's a reason for that. You know, we tend to annoy a lot of companies, a lot of corporations, a lot of governments, a lot of people, in fact, with our outspokenness and the way that, we kind of say what our opinion is. without regard for what the commercial ramifications are. It's called, you know, our version of the truth, what it is that we believe is right, and we encourage our listeners to partake in that as well. You don't hear that in other places because that kind of thing hurts the bottom line. It hurts advertising dollars. But one thing we don't have here on this radio station is advertising. Yeah, the pitching may be annoying. It may be annoying to hear us occasionally begging for money. But think of all the other radio stations out there and think of how many times you hear commercials. And is that not really the same thing? Except you don't have a choice there. You have to pay for that. It's reflected in everything you buy, the cost of advertising. So this is something that we ask our listeners to become our sponsors and to help us out so that we can keep this going. We're not a pirate radio station. We're a 50,000-watt full-power FM station licensed in the middle of the FM dial in the middle of New York City. You know, that's that kind of thing doesn't come very easily. In fact, I don't think that's even something that would be a remote possibility today if we did not already have this place. There's no way we could afford, you know, if we put all of our money together, I don't think anybody could afford to buy a full-power FM radio station in the middle of the FM dial. But we already have one. We already have one right here. But we need to preserve it. We need to maintain it. And that kind of thing requires maintenance. 212-209-2950. Become our sponsors. Help us out with whatever you can afford to donate. I will say this, and this is also independent of what the Tally people are doing right now. Anybody who pledges $25 or above will get a special off-the-hook T-shirt that we give to all our donating people. Yes, you're biting your nails, Jeff.
No, I'm good.
You're okay?
Yeah.
That is kind of, you know, it's a risk for us to do this, I know, because we're donating all this ourselves. 2600 Magazine is, you know, making a donation to the radio station of the VCDs, the sweatshirts, and the T-shirts, in the hopes that it will make those more reluctant people out there pick up the phone and make a phone call. Ideally, you know, we shouldn't really have to offer anything. It should just be understood that the radio station has to survive somehow, and the listeners are the people that listen to the radio station, obviously. And we hope that they would come through and keep the place going when we need that help. And it's amazing. That's been happening since 1960 was when this radio station first went on the air. It's kept us alive for that long, and that's why we continue to turn to our listeners, because they've been very dependable to us in the past. What Off the Hook is unique at doing is bringing in unique listeners, you know, people that ordinarily would not hear this radio station, and maybe will stick around and listen to some of the other programming that we have here. A lot of good stuff, a lot of you know, really controversial things that air on this radio station, some of which you won't be able to stand, some of which will make you run out of the room screaming. But I ask you, isn't that what radio is all about? The ability to make somebody run out of a room screaming. 212-209-2950. Hopefully we haven't made too many people run out yet. We have all kinds of things that, you know, we have for the H2K2 conference that we're putting together now that we'd like to share with you. And this is one way we can say thank you for calling in and supporting us. We have one call left on the phone line, 212-209-2950. I'd like to see this whole row of phones lit up. Do you think that's possible, Jeff?
Absolutely. We did it last time. We can do it again.
Yeah, we even went into the second,
that's right,
second bank of phones there.
I've never seen the third bank, though. I don't think
I think we maxed it out last time, because there's only a certain number. There's four banks in this particular little device here, which is called a Viking line status monitor. We have sitting here that tells us how many lines are ringing in the other room. So it's always very exciting when all the lines light up. So that's what we want to see now. 212-209-2950. We have a room full of volunteers that are waiting to take your phone call and help get us to the point that we need to get to. Again, I don't have to tell you what's happening to radio stations around the country. It's happening right here in New York. Non-commercial radio stations are being taken over left and right by all kinds of entities, including non-commercial or National Public Radio, which is non-commercial, but they kind of sound the same on all their stations, and that's a bit of a problem for local radio. Local radio is something that is really kind of dying, and we like to buck the trend here and keep it alive. And BAI listeners are like no other kind of listener that I think you'll find. They're very passionate about preserving these things. And our listeners are located all over the world. You don't have to be in the New York area to give us a call. You can call us from anywhere in the world if you're listening right now. And that's the important thing, because right now is the only time we're going to be doing this. We're not going to be on the air next week, and the fundraiser will be over in 2 weeks when we come back. So that's why it's vital to hear from you now, 212-209-2950. We got to get more calls. We simply have to. I mean, it might sound like, you know, we're getting a lot of calls here, but, you know, we have to really light up that that switchboard.
Yeah, they're coming. They're steady.
But, well, there's one on there now. There's
but
one. There, want,
that just means because the other ones are going off, new ones are coming on.
Well, okay. That's, you know, you have faith, and that's important. 212-209-2950. There are people out there hesitating. I know what it's like to hesitate. Maybe you're driving a car right now and you don't feel it's safe to pull over. Fine, we understand that. Pull over when it is safe and then make the call. If you're at home right now, you know, there's never been a better time.
See, there's two.
There's two calls. We've doubled that.
And the money's gone up.
The money has gone up. We're up to $275 right now. Okay, and actually they're calculating it right now. It's fun watching them type in the numbers. We're up to 350. Okay, we need to bring out over 1,000 though for this first part of the show. We're on for 3 hours tonight. And yeah, it's grueling. You know, it's something that we have to put a lot of time and effort into, but it's essential to keep the place running, to keep the place going. 212-209-2950. Let's get two more phone calls, and then we can go back to our programming, our regular off-the-hook programming, which is expanded this evening. And it's expanded because the people here at this radio station believe that we can bring in a whole lot of support from those off-the-hook listeners. We have more people to thank?
Yes, we do. I just need to check and see if we can... see, that one's not marked from the... Here we go.
Okay. You can thank the city, then, if they don't want their name read.
Sure, sure.
Entire city. Three calls on the line, 212-209-2950. Let's make that five calls.
Hey, we've got a pledge here from Mario in New York.
Mario, thank you very much.
Well, yeah, and Richard right here in New York as well.
Okay.
Another one from Iowa.
Iowa, you see?
Mark in Iowa.
There are a lot of good people in Iowa, and this goes to show that our signal gets out everywhere one way or another. You know, we reach all over the world. We have a very long reach.
Edward in Brooklyn.
Edward, thank you. 212-209-2950. We have four calls on the line. If we get another two, we jump over into that second bank, and that will really make us happy. And please don't make the phone ring just to make it ring. Make the phone ring because it represents a pledge. And you'll feel really good doing this. I've pledged to radio stations in the past. Of course, pledging to BAI is something special. And that's, you know, it's your vote for alternatives, for a different thought, for, you know, voting against the crap that's on the radio on other stations. I mean, you know, without getting too particular and specific, I mean, how can we live with ourselves knowing that this kind of thing goes on the radio, and we don't vote against it by pledging support for non-commercial radio? You know, just tune above 92, you know, and you know, except for us, and maybe a couple of other exceptions, it's all the same garbage. The same garbage you'll hear everywhere, you know, and sorry, we just had a VIP walk in. go take a seat there. We're going to get to you in a second. If by just sitting back, okay, this is what a lot of people think. If they just sit back, everything's going to work itself out. And, you know, that's not going to happen. It's not going to work itself out if nobody does anything. Look at the state of the world. Look at the, you know, the state of just things in general. And you'll see that things fall apart if people don't maintain them, if they don't, you know, take an interest. You know, if you don't get involved, no one else is going to do it for you. That's how it works. That really is how it works. 212-209-2950. Every pledge counts. Every person counts. And it makes a really big difference.
Emmanuel?
Yes?
I think this is a terrific way for callers to get over any orange alert anxiety they might be having.
Oh, that's right. We're at orange.
WBAI.
We're at orange alert now. Orange. Are you taking precautions, Bernie?
I am. I'm on the air tonight with some wonderful people, informing them about what's going on in the world and things about technology that would interest them. And you know, frankly, as these alerts keep going up, I think the chances that people can have access to significant type of information goes down. So just right now, the FCC is considering lifting the restrictions on corporations owning all the radio stations across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And your options for getting free and open information like this are rapidly diminishing. So WBAI is like an oasis in a radio wasteland. So I'm hoping to get some callers in to support this kind of radio.
Okay, well, actually, you lost the last call we had. I mean, they're probably finished giving their pledge, but that means the phone lines are wide open, and we could really use your call at this time. 212-209-2950 is our phone number. And we have in the studio with us now, Jens. How you doing?
Pretty good.
You just managed to brave the weather to get in here. And,
yeah.
Wow, we have a lot of interesting things going on. Now, Jens is a great example of how someone can get involved and really make a difference. Jens is the one that that keeps the keeps the off the hook stream going, and also keeping the WBAI stream going.
With a lot of help from other people.
A lot of help from other people, but you're kind of the instigator. You're the guy that gets them all together and makes it somehow work. And I don't know how you do it. I really don't.
I don't either.
but it works great. It really, you know, it goes counter to the way you're supposed to do it, the commercial way where you spend all this money. And we've been, you know, as a donation of a lot of people, we've been able to keep this radio station on the net. And during Off the Hook, right now we have, what, servers all over the place?
Yeah, we've got one overseas, three here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
None of them are near New York, but...
But your radio is what is the key to it all, right? You have a radio that's basically plugged into your computer.
That's it.
And it's listening to this radio station.
That's the one weak point. When my power goes out, the stream goes down.
Uh-huh. But it doesn't happen very often. The power doesn't go out very often.
Fortunately,
It's worked marvelously well for years. And that's how people pick up the stream. And what they do is, I guess, they sort of they grab your signal, and then they're able to host however many people on top of that.
Basically, yeah, it's like a piggyback. I stream out to one of our servers in Colorado, and everyone else who runs the server grabs the stream from there. So
I mean, you see the difference. One person can make. One person decides to do this. Someone else decides, okay, well, I'm going to help that person out. And before you know it, we have hundreds and hundreds of people who are able to listen to this radio station because of the efforts of a couple of people. So that's why, you know, an individual does make a difference, and every pledge matters, every person matters.
And that's how we're able to get pledges tonight from Indiana and Iowa.
That's right. 212-209-2950. Our country code is 1 for those of you overseas who are listening, and we know you're there. We know there's overseas people listening right now. Now, Jens, we also have a situation with the radio station. In addition to Off the Hook, the radio station gets streamed in a somewhat different manner. You want to give us details about that?
We have more service for Off the Hook, just the Off the Hook stream, than we do for the 24-hour WBAI stream. And it's basically just because it's a lot easier to run a server for an hour a week or 2 hours a week than it is to keep one up 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot more people who are able to donate bandwidth just for an hour or two a week. The problem that we're running into with the main BAI stream now is that it's become so popular that we're, you know, getting crushed under the loads, basically. We've always had Live 365 to fall back on when all the other servers fill up.
But what is Live 365?
Live 365, they've been around for years. I don't know how many at this point, but they started out as a free streaming server host, basically. You could sign up for a free account, sort of like Hotmail. And they will give you up to 365 listener capacity on one of their servers. Over the years, it's evolved where they started charging, you know, professional rates, and now they're going to start charging for everything and limiting the number of connections that you can use on their stream also. So it's really going to kill us as far as the overflow, because, like I said, they've always taken over, you know, everything that the other servers can't handle. So,
and we often reach that limit.
Oh, right? Yeah, definitely. During the peak times, Democracy Now!, Gary Noll in the morning, the show Off the Hook, we get anywhere from 400, 600, 800 connections at once.
Uh-huh. That's massive.
That's a lot more than we can handle right now.
Yeah, that is really massive. So right now we're trying to figure out a way we can keep that going, but if we're not able to do that, it's going to be harder starting next week.
Oh, yeah. People are going to start getting server full messages. They're not going to be able to get the stream. One of the options is for more people to step up and offer a server so we can keep it going, you know, on the cheap. But
what's involved with that if people are interested in helping out in that way?
Basically, anyone that has access to a good internet connection, meaning like T1 speeds, T3 speeds, OC speeds, that kind of thing, a dial-up connection or cable modem or DSL really isn't going to do it, only because you can't host very many streams on that type of connection. But people with access to these bigger pipes and a server that they can donate for BAI's use, if you've got that equipment and you're willing to let us use it, mm-hmm. That'd be great.
And the equipment stays with them.
Oh, yeah.
So all they have to do basically is tie into the signal and provide bandwidth.
Run some software and that's it.
Okay. We already have people who are providing amazing amounts of bandwidth.
Oh, yeah.
Digital Mercenary over there in Denver is, the name's really appropriate because what he's able to do is just unbelievable as far as the amount of people that are able to hear the radio station as a result of the donation of bandwidth there. And there are people like that around the world who are just very unselfish and willing to donate whatever it is that they have available. That's kind of the theme of WBAI. You know, people are donating left and right to keep the place going one way or another. And the internet is something fairly new as far as getting FM radio out there to other people. And I think people in other cities, other countries are seeing for the first time what can be done with a radio station, all the different types of programming that we have. And when you leave the city, you don't have to, leave WBAI behind. You can take it with you if you have internet connectivity wherever it is you're going.
Right.
So it's a great resource to have. It really is. And it's something that's made possible through people pretty much like you and me who just want to see the signal get out there.
Emmanuel?
Yes, Bernie.
It's probably worth mentioning, too, that a lot of people mirror the off-the-hook archives.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much material going back over the years that is really worth going back and listening to. And in fact, I think Lynn, who's up there this evening from the Atlanta Freenet Project, he has a mirror site too, don't you, Lynn?
Yeah, I have pretty much all of the episodes, and I usually get them up within about 12 to 24 hours after the show's over. And you can find them at jawga.com/oth.htm.
And that's something we encourage, and it's a great resource to have because, when like a nuclear bomb or something goes off at our facility, then we have somewhere else we can go to get the shows. They won't be lost forever. So we encourage people to mirror, copy, do whatever it is that you have to do to make sure that, the signal gets out there and the shows get saved someplace. And sometimes, our connectivity goes down, so we need to, have a backup of sorts. And that's what it's all about is backups. We're up to $800, which is great. A couple calls more will be over $1,000. Why don't you make your call be the one that makes a difference? 212-209-2950. This is the only time we're going to be pitching here in this particular marathon, the Spring 2003 marathon for WBAI. For a pledge of $75, you'll get 3 hours of H2K2 video in VCD format. Leave us your information. We will contact you as far as which specific 3 hours you want. For $125, you'll get all that plus a brand new 2600 hooded sweatshirt, which will make you the conversation piece of your community. And everybody pledging $25 or over will get a free limited edition off-the-hook T-shirt, which I'm currently wearing one right now.
And that's the only place that you can get those T-shirts.
That's
They're
right.
not available anywhere
They're
else.
They're not available anywhere else. Only for our the people who pledge to the radio station. 212-209-2950. And you also get the WBAI folio mailed to you, which tells you what all the other programs are in this particular radio station. But most importantly, more importantly than anything that we're sending you, any of these little incentives, is the fact that you're keeping this radio station on the air. And if you're listening right now, then obviously that must mean something to you. 212-209-2950. No calls on the line. Now, come on. I know there's people out there, and we can bring that up to a bunch.
I'll bet we'll get some before I finish reading the thank yous.
Okay, read the thank. And you get your name thanked on the air.
We've got Robert from here in the Bronx.
Oh, there's a call. Hey, you're right. Let's see if every name you read, we can get another call.
All right, you ready?
All right.
We go. Frank, also here in New York?
Not yet, no. I'm still waiting. 212-209-2950.
This would be a good time to call because you're not going to miss anything. We're just doing thank yous now. Joseph from New York. Actually, Farmingdale. We've got Thomas from New Jersey. Thank you, Thomas.
No particular town in New Jersey?
Westfield. I'm
Westfield,
sorry.
Okay.
Westfield, New Jersey.
They have townships there. I'm not quite sure what that means. We don't have that here in New York.
No.
We have villages, towns, counties, that kind of
Burgs.
Thing. Two calls on the line, 212-209-2950.
And another person from Anna from Flanders, New Jersey.
Flanders, New Jersey. A lot of New Jersey callers tonight.
So far.
Yeah.
And
if your state is not represented, it's you owe it. The pride of your state is at stake here. 212-209-2950. Have we gotten any calls from West Virginia? I don't think so.
No, but
West Virginia has been surprisingly absent tonight.
Georgia.
We passed through West Virginia just a few days ago.
That's right. When you pass through West Virginia to get to Ohio, it's only for like a mile or so. You know, and then all of a sudden you're in Ohio.
There's a nice bridge and a good Mexican restaurant. We had dinner, actually, in...
I usually stop at the Subway over there.
No, we sat down.
It's a good Subway, too. I'm sorry, you had one more name there.
Yes, this is from Georgia. Michael from, it looks like, Kennesaw.
Okay.
I hope I'm getting that right.
Yeah, it's just north of Atlanta. That's actually where...
That's right, you're from Georgia, so...
That's where our backbone is.
Really? Maybe you know this person.
I don't know him.
Maybe he's part of the backbone.
Don't know him.
Okay, well, you know him now. He's somebody that supports the radio station and has helped us out, and we appreciate that very much. 212-209-2950. I'll join the caller on the line and help bring us above $1,000 for the first hour, which would be a good thing to do, I think. Let's see. We have more excerpts from the H2K2 conference to get to, and we also have some news, listener feedback, that kind of thing. Any other tidbits from the Dayton Hamvention?
Yes, you actually got some gifts from. Edgar
the Serpent.
Oh, hand them over. Let me see.
Go.
Oh, look at this. Little box of. What's this here? Okay, I'm gonna open this. This isn't gonna like.
No.
Blow up or something on the air. All right, two calls on the line, 212-209-2950. What is this? This is, my goodness.
No.
It's got water in it.
Put it flat.
Put it flat. Okay, this is like a what do you call it thing?
Level.
For when you're not on the level.
Exactly.
Oh, I could certainly use that. It's good to know when things are on the level.
Exactly.
And now I know that the BAI board is completely on the level. It's nice and flat. Very nice. And this comes from
Edgar the Serpent.
Well, thank you.
You remember
Edgar. Yes, how could I forget?
Really.
Yeah. He sat with us at the table every time.
And, he joined us again this time.
Well, that's great. That's really nice. Thank you very much for that. And here's another box that I might need some kind of implement to open because it looks like it's sealed shut.
You want these?
212-209-2950. While I'm opening my presents here, feel free to... if you could open that, that'd be great. Give us a call and... We're up to 8:25, that's good. But the, it's 7:55 now. We're on for 3 hours tonight. It's my personal goal to beat 1,000 by 8 o'clock. It's my personal goal.
All right. Five more minutes.
What do we have here? 212-209-2950.
I don't think you'll guess what that is.
Well, I haven't guessed yet. It's still wrapped up in paper.
Well, that's when you would guess.
Okay. And now it's wrapped up in something else.
No, that's part of it.
My goodness, what is this? It's like some sort of a weapon of some sort. It says remove pin before flight. Insert pin to shoulder. Do not force insertion or removal of pin. I'm afraid of this, whatever it is.
It won't
looks
hurt you.
Pretty. It looks like it will hurt me. It really does. It's pointy. It's got some sort of like trigger mechanism. It's got a wire connected to it.
We can give our listeners a hint. It's something that we wished that George W. Bush pulled during just before his recent landing on the aircraft carrier.
Okay. Go ahead. Explain it to our listeners because I'm too afraid to even touch this.
This
right now.
This is actually the release for the ejection seat when you're flying the plane. This is what you push.
Why didn't I recognize that?
That's what I was surprised.
A release for an ejection. I mean, everybody should know what that looks like. How in the world did you get that? I mean, is this the kind of thing they sell at Dayton now? It's got nothing to do with ham radio.
Yes, this was something.
Technology.
This was something that was sold. I think if you went to the booth, you had to pay $8 to get one of these.
Really?
And it was sent along to you. As a gift.
Well, thank you. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to use this.
Wear it in good health.
Now, if I press this button, does something happen?
Yeah, you notice? See the little releases down
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I see it, and they look really powerful. I'm not pressing this button. I'm not crazy.
I just did it. You can do it. Go ahead.
You just did it?
Yeah.
Nothing happens.
Yes.
Oh, that's it?
If it were in the airplane, something would happen.
If I was in an airplane, well, if I bring this on an airplane with me, what's going to happen? I'm sure I'll never get on the plane. Yeah, I won't get on the plane with that. Thank you very much. That also comes from Edgar the Serpent.
Yes.
Well, that's great. And, anything else, or is that it?
Well,
we have two calls on the line, 212-209-2950. We're up to 850. And this takes a couple more people calling in with pledges to bring us over.
Dayton is good for high-tech and low-tech.
Yes.
One of the things I brought back, I just brought a piece of it in here for you to see. I managed to get one of the voting booths from the last presidential election in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the little sticker from the supervisor of elections. And this is one of the cards that you would actually insert. It had the little Chad puncher.
Uh-huh.
And
looks like the holes are cleanly punched, too.
Some of them are, yeah. This is what we've been practicing and playing with.
That's a clear vote for Buchanan right there.
That's an actual ballot.
Uh-huh.
And
why do you have an actual ballot?
Because it came with my voting booth.
Okay. But it says official ballot, general election, Hillsborough County, Florida, November 7th, 2000. I mean, that's the actual election day. That's the actual state and everything like that. So shouldn't this be in the hands of, like, some, you know, I don't know, security force someplace locked up behind closed doors?
I guess.
But yet somehow
this one
must
have fallen through the cracks.
I see.
There were a lot of missing ballots, if you recall.
Yeah, well, this could be the reason why we're in the state we're in right now. All right, 212-209-2950. We have one call on the line. Let's join that call with other pledges. What we're going to do now is go into another part of H2K2 where we'll kind of bring you back to that conference if you were there. If you weren't there, you'll hear some of the shenanigans that took place.